David moved in with another faculty member from the university who works in the English department. Perhaps he thinks if he's with like-minded people who are more of his own element, he'll be happy. I wish him the best with his book and his new job. I really do. Maybe he doesn't have an alcohol problem and everything's under control. But honestly, I have a bad feeling. I don't want to see him become one of those artists who fall into the trap of believing they must be addicted and tortured to have success. It's been a week since he left, and in that week, I've done plenty of crying, moping, and deliberating on whether or not I'm devastated or relieved. Relieved to be rid of the impending worry and confrontation. Well, confrontation at least. I'll still worry. I miss him, but surprisingly, not as much as I had anticipated. I think it may be because it's harder to miss someone you rarely saw to begin with. I do miss the man I met 5 years ago. The one who watched sitcoms with me, who played board games with the kids and told stupid jokes, who debated with Carly about which character would be the next one to kick it on The Walking Dead. What do they say about breakups? It takes 1 month for every year you were together to get over them? So, I'm aware I've got about 5 months of shit ahead of me, but have determined my week of blackness has been enough for now. In an effort to raise my spirits, I decide to throw a dinner party. It's intimate, with just the kids, Luke, Richard, Julia, and her husband. I've never had one before, but one of my favorite movies is Notting Hill, and my favorite scene in that movie is the dinner party. In fact, shortly after watching that film, I bought a round dining table so I could have dinner parties where everyone could see each other, and we'd have thoughtful, funny conversation. It never happened. So, dinner party it is. Nothing fancy. I'm not exactly a gourmet. My tried and true dish will be Parmesan chicken a la Best Foods mayonnaise and breadcrumbs. Everyone is seated at the table set with the lovely desert rose dishes Luke's mother gave us when we got married. The same one she insisted I keep when we split. There's wine, bread, grilled asparagus, mashed potatoes, and if I do say so myself, everything looks pretty delicious. How are you holding up, my friend? Julia asks. I'm fine. I'll be fine. I pour everyone a glass of wine. Everyone except for Hayden and Julia's husband, Derek, who are beer drinkers. But this evening will not involve discussion of unfortunate breakups. It's about family and friends and new beginnings. Everyone holds up their glass or beer bottle, as the case may be. Cheers! Hayden, where's Tessa tonight, I ask. You did invite her, didn't you?
She had to work.
I assume things are still going well with you two. I pass the breadbasket to Luke. Hayden takes a bite of potatoes and grins.
Couldn't be better,
he winks at Carly. Carly shakes her head. You seem to have the mistaken idea that I'm unhappy with this development.
In all fairness, you were the one who insisted she wasn't into me.
My apologies, O Grand Master, she holds out her arms with a slight bow. I underestimated the power of your pasta-making skills. Everyone chuckles and Hayden nods.
You are pardoned.
Anna, Luke begins, I want to know if Kieran is still bringing his mom to your office for her visits.
He is.
Who's Kieran? Derek asks.
He's that friend of Jacob's family who was at the wedding, Julia explains. He actually went to school with us.
Oh, okay.
And if he isn't a tall glass of water, Julia adds before taking a sip of her wine.
Luke starts buttering a slice of bread.
He's also been conveniently returning to Anna's practice.
Bringing his mother for her visits, of course, he says without looking at me.
Thank you, Luke, local town crier. I set down my fork. And what do you mean conveniently returning?
He's been bringing his mother because her husband's been away. Luke raises his hands. All I know is there was some definite fondness for Anna going on the night at the reception.
Really?
Richard raises his eyebrows at me.
What? Julia huffs. Why didn't I know about this?
My mouth drops open at Luke before I turn to Julia and smile.
He does not know what he's talking about.
Hayden twirls his bottle of beer in his hands.
You go, Mom. Stealing the heart of the tall glass of water.
Have no idea what that means, he mutters to Carly.
I assume the guy is hot.
And, Luke dramatically addresses everyone at the table, she said he told her he had a crush on her in high school. I look down and take a bite of my asparagus.
I hate you right now.
Richard puts his hand over Luke's.
Forgive him, Anna. You know he gets loose-lipped when he's had a few.
What?
This is good, Luke continues. You just got out of a relationship, so now you're free to have a little fun with the hot guy. His passion about this topic makes me smile, despite myself. Okay, sweetie, Richard says. I think that's enough. You're embarrassing Anna. Luke meets my eyes.
Anna Banana knows I would never try to embarrass her.
I'll tell you one thing, Julia pours herself another glass of wine. I feel like I've been seriously out of the loop. My shoulders drop.
What loop? There's no loop.
What about his mother's birthday party next week? Julia asks. Are you going?
See? I tell you stuff you knew about the party.
Are you going?
Why not?
They said I can bring a guest. I was going to see if you'd come with me.
Oh, no. Julia snaps her head back and her eyes get really big.
You don't need a third wheel there, should something develop. I shake my head and snicker.
You guys are hilarious. You know that? It's his mother's 70th birthday party. Nothing is going to develop.